You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah and the Messianic Kingdom to come with a Jewish Messianic perspective. Tune in and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to touch and change your life.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Not all ungodly counsel comes from non-Christians. Some ungodly counsel comes from pew sitters. Matter of fact, a lot of ungodly counsel comes from people that go to church every week. Amen? What makes counsel godly or ungodly is not that the person who says it goes to church. What makes counsel godly or ungodly is, does it align with God's counsel? Does it align with God's word? If God says you are able, it doesn't matter if 50 people in your church say you're not able. You're able. Do you believe that today? Amen? I don't care. You cannot sit in the midst of ungodly counsel and expect to reach the destination that God has called you to. Amen? He says, don't sit in ungodly counsel, nor stand in the way of sinners or the scoffers. Get away from people that scoff at you. Get away from people that try to tear you down. Get away from people that tell you that ain't never going to happen. I don't care how long they've been in the church. You better cut them out of your life, because they're going to determine your destiny when you begin to believe it. I want to tell you, we are able. Somebody shout, I'm able. There's some people in the church, they don't believe anything's possible. They just think everything, just got a negative attitude, pessimist. I don't know if God will ever do that. They don't believe you got a future. They don't believe you got a dream. They don't believe you'll never get up out of the hole that you've been in. They don't believe God's ever going to do anything in your life. But I'm telling you, when you get a word from heaven that says, I'm giving you a land that flows with milk and honey, you got to be able to discern whether or not that counsel is coming from God or it's ungodly counsel. And you got to shut off all that ungodly counsel and say, we are able. I shall inherit the promise. I will go to the place that God's called me. I am redeemed. I am an overcomer. I am victorious. Nothing can stand. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Do you believe that today? Amen. Come on, amen. I'm telling you something this morning. When me and Kim came back to this church in 2009 to become the pastors, we had been moved out for a whole year. God spoke to me. He said, I'm sending you back to 3891 Edwards Road. You're going to go back there. Your dad's going to get a hold of you, and he's going to offer you the place in the church to be the pastor. And when he does, you say yes. I said, okay, God, I'll do it. Why would you go back into that place? They got debt. They got problems. They can't pay their bills. They're underwater. Why would you do that? God's blessing us. We got no debt. We got great income every month. God's moving in our church on Saturday night. Why would you go back? Come on, somebody. Help me. Amen. Amen. That was I'm telling you, God told me to go back. God said, go back. I'm going back. I looked into the spirit and I saw what God was doing here. I saw a land of promise, a land of milk and honey at 3891 Edwards Road. I saw a school with hundreds, even thousands of kids. I saw a football team playing out in the field. I saw a campground on the back 40 back there with cabins that went down to the river with canoe posts for teenagers. I saw it all in a vision, and I know what God told me. And God said, you are able. I said, yes, Lord. I don't care if 10,000 people tell you that God ain't in it. If God says yes, you better do it. Amen. Come on, amen. I believe it. How many of you believe that today? Somebody ought to just give him praise. I'm telling you, you better get godly counsel in your life. Make sure it's godly. I'm not saying don't get counsel from nobody. Get godly counsel. And then discern whether or not God gave it to you. Come on, amen. Say, well, the majority rules. No, it does not. The kingdom of God is not a democracy. Nobody elected God. Amen. He's king of it all. He didn't get elected. He made it all. Come on. It's not majority rules. It's not majority votes. If God said it, he meant it, you do it. Be obedient. He'll take care of the rest of it. Amen. Paul said, now I go. Made no sense for him to leave Ephesus. Made no sense for him to walk away of a church for 25,000 people to be carried off to Jerusalem where he was going to be arrested. But Paul said, God told me to go. I'm going. You need to get this if you're ever going to walk into the land that's flowing with milk and honey for your life. Verse 33 says this. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their sight. Listen, I said this to the first service. I'm going to say it to you. If you don't get anything today, get this. Tweet it. Facebook it. Get it out there. The devil sees you the way you see yourself. Amen. However you view yourself, that's the way he views you. If you're depressed, if you think you're discouraged, if you don't think you're overcome, then that's the same way he's viewing you today. If you stand up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me from the inside. I can go where God wants me to go and I can do what God wants me to do. You know what? The devil's going to ride right by your house and say, I don't want none of that. I ain't got nothing to do with that today. I know who they are in Christ. I'm just going to get out of their way because I ain't got time to be beat up by that. But if you get up in the morning and the day you start your day, I don't know if I can do this today. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. It's just, I don't want to go to work. This is blah, blah, blah. The devil's going to be knocking at your door going, that's right. Everybody hates you. Nobody loves you. You're terrible. You're horrible. You're a terrible parent. And you go, that's right. And he's going to be, yeah, that's right. Why don't you go back to bed? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go back to bed. Come on now. So here's what happened. God was ready to take Moses and start over. God was angered at the children of Israel. He said, Moses, we'll just let this generation die. I'll just let my wrath pour out on their sin. It'll destroy them all. And we'll take the next generation and I'll give you another congregation. Well, I'll use somebody else. I've done given them mercy 10 times. Moses said, don't do that, God. Because if you do that, people are going to say you're not able. You brought them all the way out in Egypt just to kill them in the wilderness. And this is where we pick up in verse 20. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice. I don't know, if God's got to tell you something 10 times to get you to obey, you're in trouble.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Testimony of a child.